AT&T announced a new effort today that will allow businesses and consumers to use the internet for telephone calls. The initiative aims to exploit a technology called Voice over IP, which has been around for years but never really succeeded because of poor quality. Now AT&T and other big providers are betting it's ready to take off. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Voice over IP takes the sound of your voice and turns it into the zeros and ones used to transfer information over the internet. The technology can be used to call any phone in the world. AT&T Chairman David Dorman called me on a voice over IP connection to show off the quality of the service and to tout other features that will allow consumers to manage phone calls the way they do their email.
You'll have a browser interface to a set of personal features, numbers that you'd like calls forwarded to, do not disturb, the ability to create on-demand conference calls, whether you're a consumer or a business, the ability to see call logs of every call that you've received or sent for 6 months.
Voice over IP calls have long suffered from annoying dropouts and shaky reliability. AT&T says they've figured all that out now. Analysts say that's partly due to better software and partly because the internet is more robust and reliable these days. As a business model, there are still a lot of variables. You can only sign up if you have a high-speed digital subscriber line or cable modem connection in your home. Analyst Scott Cleland with the research firm Precursor says that's only about 20% of the country, but he says these are the people who will want those extra features.
Customers that take DSL and local and long distance or take cable and cable modems are much more valuable customers than someone who doesn't.
Voice over IP also faces an uncertain regulatory future. The Federal Communications Commission has yet to decide whether these companies should be heavily regulated and taxed like phone companies are, or left alone the way internet service providers generally are. Regulators must decide whether voice over IP companies must make it easy for police to wiretap their lines and whether they must contribute to the fund that makes rural phone service affordable. Jeffrey Citrin of internet phone company Vonage says he's happy to contribute but has some ideas about how that money should be spent.
Phone service is very affordable today from a wide variety of choices now, particularly with voice over IP, but it should really go to the development and deployment of broadband in rural markets, which is still a little problematic.
The baby bells are watching this market. Local phone provider Quest announced this week it will begin offering voice over IP, but at the same time, the bells are arguing this is another reason to remove regulations from traditional providers. Eric Rabe of Verizon says the rise of voice over IP proves that consumers do have a choice and that the bells should not be regulated as a monopoly any longer.
The justification for governments regulating prices and even perhaps quality of service goes away when you have customers who can say, well, I don't like the price you're charging, I'm going to go someplace else.
Voice over IP has been touted as the next big thing many times before, and it's still not clear consumers will accept any compromises in reliability of local service, or that they'll want a connection that goes down when the power system crashes. AT&T is hoping to get a jump on the local phone companies, as well as on cable giant Time Warner, which announced its own voice over IP offering this week. But AT&T's optimism may in part be wishful thinking. The company is hoping for a lift after years of sinking long-distance revenues. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.